All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We'll start off this hour, give you another weather update brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, replacing roof, roof repairs, maintenance, hurricane impact, windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com on this lovely Thursday, which is the eve of Leroy's birthday. And tomorrow is my daughter Sophia's birthday. Today's my mother's birthday, actually. Call my mother today. Yes.
So many birthdays.
A lot of birthdays. I will tell my mom happy birthday from you, Leroy. I will let her know. She is a big fan of the show. She loves the show. She listens a ton.
Dude, I'm surprised your family doesn't say, why is he so mean to you? Because everybody thinks that.
They understand.
Did you not see how his daughter reacted to him?
I think.
Not really.
But we do. A lot.
Right now it's 87 degrees and cloudy, sunny conditions.
I can't believe it hasn't gotten to 90 yet.
Yeah, it's held off from the clouds. 2 p.m., wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour. It's got a high of 89 today, Leroy, so almost there.
Cooler.
Almost there.
I know, why does it say that? And then when we get in our car, it says 95.
Oh, dude, it cooks in this parking lot. It definitely cooks in this parking lot.
It says 95 on your car. My car says 110.
Yep.
Soupy. Oveny, really. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Marlins, they will be back in action later this hour. You guys can listen to that on the AM dial. I believe Marlins on Deck has just gotten underway. You guys can listen to Steven Strom as the Marlins will close out their series with the Twins.
Who's on the mound today?
Braxton Garrett is making
his season debut.
I
remember that. Okay.
He's making his debut. So
I would like for this club, and I know this is what separates different levels of pros. I want them to have like a run where they're hitting the ball consistently for, you know, not the same people, but just as a team, they're getting hits. Like they'll score 8 runs, 7 runs, 5 runs, and then over. Like just for reasons I can't explain. And it's usually a pitcher that has like a 6-run ERA, right? Like the guy that can't throw hard enough to blow it by you.
He was pitching a lot better, but yeah, I was surprised. Like to have that kind of an
outing. Levon would no hit this team.
Oh yeah, easy. Easy, no doubt about that. No doubt about that. So that gets going today. 1:40. Jack McMullen, Kelly Sacco will have your call. Steven Schramm getting you going with Marlins on Deck. That's on the AM dial today. If you guys want to listen to that, you guys can also. One of the features I like sometimes, I like switching on over to the audio feed because you could put QAM on Marlins TV. You can sync it syncs it up for you. So if you ever want a break from the TV broadcast. You can put on the radio broadcast. It syncs it with the video, which is kind of cool.
Look at how deep that grass is. Holy smokes.
Jordan Spieth is leading?
Yeah, 3 under. Right. First day, though.
Xander Schauffele is a stroke
two
back.
Under. He's on. He's got 2 more holes. He's on 15.
And where is this? 16. Is it South Carolina?
No, we did this yesterday.
Pennsylvania. All right.
There's a lot of awesome golf in the Midwest.
Crazy. You guys familiar with Manny Diaz?
Yep. Head coach of Duke.
Head coach of Duke. Well, the Miami Hurricanes, of course, took Duke's quarterback, Darian Mensah.
Oh, did he say some words?
He was going for something here, and I don't think it went the way that he thought that it went. This was him in an interview when asked about the Darian Mensah thing. Like, he starts off positive, but then he tries to get too cute.
My overriding emotion is gratitude. Mm-hmm. And I really mean that. I am thankful that Darian Mensah came to Duke.
Yeah.
Thankful that we were able to win the ACC together. Mm-hmm. We had a great relationship together. And your mindset from that very first day is we're not going to be a victim.
Right.
Right. We won the championship. That banner will hang in that stadium forever. And now we find a new way to go win again, mm-hmm. right? And we won very differently in 25 than we did in 24. We have different strengths in our team now in 26, and our responsibility is to find a way to win in 26. So that, you know, there have been stories in pro sports, right, where, you know, the top players left through free agency. It's mm-hmm. it's happened before. Yeah. And the best franchises respond. You know, we talked to our team about when Kevin Durant left the Thunder.
Yeah.
Right. And you could argue that in the dozen years since then, they are now the even best better. NBA franchise yeah. ever.
Okay, but also, they were terrible for a lot of years after that, dude. Yeah. Like 12. You, Manny, you think they're giving you 12 years? 12 years? Dude, and not only that, you just made them Warriors KD.
Pretty much.
You would be like the other side note. He goes, and what happened to Kevin Durant after he left Oklahoma City, Manny? Well, I mean, you know, he won back-to-back championships, two finals MVPs, but that's besides the point. Then eventually the Thunder became the best franchise ever. It only took being absolutely terrible for 8 out of 12 years.
And blowing it when you had three players very similar to that the first time.
What is he talking about? I was like,
I thought he didn't say nothing against the players.
No. But I was like, I was looking at the clip. I was like, oh, that's nice. That's nice. Wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
Not surprised.
They always try to, you know what I hate when coaches do? They always try to either tie their situation to a past situation or to a situation that somebody else had. Right? Like, who was it that said, oh, so-and-so started the season 0-5 and ended up winning the Super Bowl? Like, that happened one time in the history of the NFL. Right? Like,
I was like, oh, okay. That was hanging a banner up for 7 wins, huh?
That's brutal. And got to go to a good bowl game because you won the ACC.
Well, listen, I guess we got to thank them, you know? Could have been Virginia. But 7 wins, banner. You put that in the corner somewhere.
Not for them.
That's like
you have to understand. So think about this. If somebody like, how can I put it? If Washington, if the Wizards mm-hmm. were to win their division, they put a banner up because that exceeds anything that they've done in however long.
Mm-hmm.
If the Heat do it, they'll fold up the flag and throw it up.
It's a list banner.
Right.
That's where it is right now. When they win the division, it's like off to the side.
Right.
It says like.
Right. You know why?
They don't even have ceremonies for like conference championships.
They got championship.
They put it up there.
Right.
Like, but it's not. They don't have like a whole. We're correct. Raising the Eastern Conference banner
because
tonight.
Because there's different levels to it. Like if you've never won a championship, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
If you won multiple championships, then that's not the goal. So
well, I'm excited. We're getting worried.
Duke got a championship banner, and they probably got big old rings and all this stuff for winning the ACC. Because guess what? That's a big deal.
Speaking of Canes coaches, from the former one to the current one.
The Canes never won the ACC.
They have not. They have not won the
is
ACC.
Is that crazy?
Do they get to keep all those cool trophies they won?
They've been to the final. They've been to the finals
yeah.
of the NCAA and never won a
but country. They got to keep all the money. That's the one good thing because you have those big babies at FSU
right.
being like, we're going to sue you. And so like the Canes got to keep all that money last year from all the bowls.
Right.
Which is why you can go get Darian Mensah. No probs, dude.
But they don't use. They can't use.
I know
that.
It's not the same money. You know what I mean, though. Mario Cristobal. Speaking of the playoff, he was on This Is Football podcast, and he was asked about the calendar because they're going to add more playoff teams, 24 teams, and he hates that.
Just move everything up. That's all. Just finish as early as possible in January, so that there's time for you to put together a team. Like, you know, we don't complain about being able to have an opportunity to play in a game, you know, of that caliber. But, man, the portal had already been sucked dry, and you had to scramble to figure out which one of your guys are going in and what's actually left out there that you're willing to go after while still trying to, you know, hold together for that final game. So, yeah, just move everything up. That's all. Have one bye week, and let's roll. I'm not for the 2014 thing. I think that's just a lot. Like, why play a regular season then, you know? Like, I don't. And I'm certainly not for automatic, like, bids. Hey, this conference gets it. Like, why? You know, like, that's never, like, football. It's not a beauty pageant, okay? It's not a beauty contest. It's competition. Go win. Go win on the field. The guys that deserve it get in. and figure it out from there. So I have zero answers for you, brother. I wish I did.
It sounds like you do. 1 through 12, straight ranks, 12 best teams, lace them up.
I like that. I do like that a lot. I do.
Yeah.
No, you solved it for us right there on the spot.
There you go.
I would, right. I would definitely here's what I'm going to tell you why I like it, and I'm going to tell you what is happening in college football. So I like it, even though you're not going to find 24 teams worthy of winning a championship. It's not like basketball. You're not going to have no Cinderella stories. I mean, you look at last year, the lower end, the entry teams, or if you had to go more than that, they would have got thumped.
Yep.
Right? And so I want to avoid that. At the same time, what the NCAA is trying to do is, me personally, appease people like Notre Dame.
Yeah, 100%. Well, and Notre Dame already has it written that if they're top 12, they get in.
Right. So
they already have right. They already have their golden ticket.
But here's what I would say it hurts. See, it doesn't hurt the teams that get into the playoff and that have a better, you know, that now they're in a college football playoff.
Mm-hmm.
It affects the teams earlier in the season that rely on playing these big teams to fund their athletic departments.
Yeah.
That now these schools aren't going to – they're going to get squeezed out.
And the thing that I don't like is, while last year was awesome, the playoff run that the Canes had was incredible. It was great theater, and obviously the Canes getting in like they did. Two things annoyed me. One, everybody always forgets the beginning of the season now, which almost made everybody look at the Notre Dame win as obsolete the whole way through the
especially
process.
Especially with Notre Dame complaining at the end.
Right, and right. So that was annoying. And then so and part of what makes the regular season special is, yeah, you got to feel like there's real stakes to this, like that when they lose, it's right. going to mean something. And so like it you just get to a point where like I get it. Everybody just loves the banner of playoffs, more playoffs. But the thing with college football is it's supposed to be the most significant regular season that there is, and it's just right. losing that.
It really is, because you know And here's the problem. When you get to playoff time, the winner's going to say it matters and the loser's going to say it was a long time ago.
Right.
And it doesn't really pan out that way in basketball. In basketball, they go, hey, remember early on in the season?
Oh, yeah.
Number one, we beat number three.
Remember when you guys lost to those bums in the Maui Open?
Right.
We remember. Well, now that's not going to be. There's going to be 80 teams in the March Madness now.
Right. So I wouldn't, and here's the other problem. With all the stuff going on, with the situation and everything being what it is, you're trying to add more playoff games and more of that. How are they going to work the transfer portal?
Don't know. Yeah, because that's what his point is. There's no time.
The transfer portal is also coincides with the start of spring school.
Yeah.
And if that runs too far into...
Yeah, so what are we going to do? We're going to start the season in the middle of August? It already starts the last week.
Right.
You know, like right before... It used to be Labor Day.
It's going to start when preseason, damn near when preseason starts for the NFL.
Jeez.
Which won't be a terrible thing, because they'll have a month of maybe...
Yeah, the preseason games do stink. I would like some programming.
Right. So, but again... So now when you're going to have kids in, right, when you're going to have to – what I would say, and I know people don't want to hear this, is I would allow football players to, instead of the – I think you have to take 16 credits
mm-hmm.
to let them take 8 or 10 to 12, but require that they have to take one semester in the summer.
Online, obviously.
Or wink. But you'll be here, and then that way you can be in town practicing.
Yeah, you almost forget about the school thing.
Right. Because that's what's killing, you know, a lot of these kids that play in the championship or play in the playoffs, keep in mind, or bowl games, they have to decide if they're in the transfer portal before they play in the game.
Yeah.
So the dates are so screwed up.
It's dumb. We'll take a break here on the program. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. You guys can get in on the chat at 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. You guys can call 305-567-0560. Business Class 100 says lies. The Heat put up a banner up and have a ceremony for everything. That's not true. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
They do have banners up. The only things they've had, they'll have ceremonies for are championship banners, and then they'll do a little like nod with the Olympic banners. So like when Spo
or
and
if somebody gets
some,
whoever's on it, right?
Yeah, they do
did
that.
It, yeah,
but division banners.
They did something before a game, didn't they? With the gold medal.
Yeah, with the gold medal, like they honor them. They have banners up there for all the gold medal winners. So Zoe, D Wade, LeBron, and Bam twice. I would have liked to know what would have happened if Jovic would have won the gold medal if they would have done it.
Won a gold medal.
Oh, they kind of gave him like, hey, good for you, Jovic. You won the bronze. But I would have liked to know what would have happened if he, like, you know, if you're the head coach of Team USA, like what happens if Serbia does win the gold coming up in a couple of years?
And you know what? The winner can celebrate the second place guy. But I always wonder if you had lost, would you celebrate?
Well, let's say the Nuggets do it, right? If the Nuggets do it, like, they're putting up for Joker. Joker's getting a banner.
Right.
If they did that. I don't know if they do or not.
Right.
But if you start a precedent and one of your players wins it, now this would obviously also hopefully coincide with Jovic turning it around and being good again. But if that happens.
He's 22, dude.
I know. That's why I still believe.
You're making it sound like he's sucked for 7 years. He's at the end of his career, and he's going to win comeback player of the
year. I'm not the one. His coach told him to stop having a victim mentality after the season. So, you know.
Spo?
Yeah, Spo! Pat Riley's surprisingly very positive, which made my antenna go up. That's why I had the whole Joker pipe dream. It's like, what's going on there? It's not Pat Riley style. Jarrell says, MJ hung up in our rafters. Let's not bring up mistakes, okay, dude? We don't have to do that.
That's when the rafters were empty.
That's when they were bum raptors. There was all that was up there was cobwebs and Mark Anthony. You know? Different times. At one point, it was a Wizards and a Bulls jersey.
Maybe they put it up there for, like, the acoustics.
Maybe. Well, now it's up there. It's
a banner for acoustics? They
had, yeah, the breakup. It's a hollow up there.
They had Dan Marino's jersey up there at one point.
But that's like, it's like on the wall. It's not in the rafters.
Now it is, but it used to be.
Oh,
in the
it
rafters.
Used to be.
They've moved it a few times, Brittany. And every time it's been like, I gotta try and get rid of this thing. And so what happened was when they got to a point, they were gonna honor Bill Russell, and so obviously the Heat are not putting a Celtics jersey up there. So they changed it up there where it's a green 6, a red 23, and an aqua and orange 13 for Dan Marino. So that's why that's up there now.
LeBron's goes up.
Yeah, LeBron's for sure getting his number retired.
Jimmy's?
People are going to have to leave. Do I think he deserves it? Yes.
No.
Well,
is he going to? Probably
not.
Well,
doesn't it get clouded now since Andrew Wiggins is wearing 22? Like,
nah, I don't think so.
You don't think it gets clouded?
Nah,
clouded?
I think Kevin Durant, like when he left the Thunder, they gave somebody else 35. Like just because somebody else wore your number.
No, I know that, but I just feel like it waters it down even more.
Look, I don't love that they did that for Andrew Wiggins, but
you don't think that he should have gotten 22?
I don't personally, even though that's Andrew Wiggins' number, but I get it. Look, it was very bad. It was a very bitter breakup. It's still not awesome. So
very bitter.
I think from my perspective.
Hold on.
What?
So I'm going to say this.
Say what you got to say.
You don't leave in that fashion and expect to be honored.
I agree.
Simple as that. Ever.
But you would agree.
Because you can say whatever you want about LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
You can say whatever you want about every other person that's left here. Mm-hmm. There is nobody in the history of this franchise that has left this organization the way Jimmy did. No one.
Shaq wanted to fight Riley.
Shaq was like, but he was already a mercenary.
I understand.
Right? Shaq, and we all know what Shaq does. He got you a championship.
He took pot shots at Chris Quinn.
He got you a championship.
I understand.
He did what he said he was going
to
do.
He did what he said he was going to do, but Jimmy got to the finals twice.
No, ain't a championship.
I understand, but it's not nothing.
You don't get championships.
Tim Hardaway's up there. He didn't win a championship.
Oh, but come on.
No, I'm not. Come on.
You're comparing Tim Hardaway to
I would say if you took Heat career for Heat career,
no.
Jimmy's ahead of Tim Hardaway. Yeah. Take the you exit can't. Away. You have to.
You can't take that crap away. No, you can't.
Okay.
No, you can't. How you?
Every one of those guys in the Raptors had a bad exit at one point.
Okay.
Other than UD.
And that's fine. Nobody left like Jimmy did.
Nobody did. He burned it to the ground.
Yeah.
Which is why I would say he's probably there's probably a very good case for him to not to get his jersey retired.
Okay.
But he does deserve it based on what he did with the Heat in his jersey. He does.
He didn't win a championship.
He didn't win a championship, but he got to the finals twice.
If it was somebody you did not like.
Why would I not like a Heat player?
No. If it was somebody that rubbed you the wrong way, I know how your petty works, right? You would be saying the same thing I'm saying. Didn't win a championship.
I never said that with LeBron. I didn't like the way LeBron left.
Yeah, but LeBron was a free agent.
It doesn't matter, though. I didn't like the way that he left.
Does.
I never would say that he didn't deserve
it
his jersey.
It matters! Regardless of how much you had a problem with what LeBron did, he was a free agent.
Fine. You didn't want to pay him, though. Like, you didn't want to pay Jimmy Butler. You didn't want to keep him around.
No.
No, the Heat didn't.
Right. That's
so, like,
your objective.
So the player does it, it's fine. But
No. Let's be clear. Jimmy had another year on his contract.
I understand.
So he was complaining while only playing 45, 50 games.
Smart play by him, by the way.
Right? He was complaining about 2 years away.
I get it. But it was,
okay.
But that's why he did it. You want to know why?
Because now he gets to pay for doing nothing.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. So who was right?
Jimmy.
No, the Heat.
How would they be right?
Because he wouldn't be playing basketball.
So is the whole point of a guaranteed contract is you get money with no matter the circumstances?
But, right. So the Heat
so
were
right.
So he
was right to hold out?
No.
Protecting yourself.
That's fine. But the Heat were right for not paying him because now you wouldn't have his basketball services.
Hard to say because he got hurt against the Heat. So what's he going to do? Get hurt against himself if he was on the Heat? I'm sorry. I got to hit it. You boxed in.
You've been boxed in.
Either way,
I'm not gonna let you ruin my birthday celebration.
That's fair. I should have just left it alone.
Yeah.
I've been bothering too many people who I love in my life these days.
Yeah.
I'm going to a soiree.
In tights. Can't forget that.
Love the tights.
Can you wear a point to your very glossy shoes?
Oh, that would hurt.
What
I actually have some shoes. I think
we'll,
I have Bridgerton shoes.
What soiree are you going to?
So Rebecca has a birthday party.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
a graduation
party, oh. Bridgerton themed.
That's so fun.
And I'm like, no. Uh-uh.
And he immediately thought about wearing.
The other thing is, I don't think he knew that it was Bridgerton themed until I, because they were very fancy.
I did.
But you didn't think that you had to wear it.
I was.
Oh, okay, dude.
I'm more than sure.
You're wearing
Love the theme, man.
Big Spoon and Rebecca already have my outfit.
Yeah, you're wearing a powdered wig.
This is exciting. I can't wait to see the
photos.
They
have like two black people in that show, right?
There's a lot of black people in that show, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like historically accurate, but.
I think that's what they're trying to get past.
The only thing I like about Bridgerton is this.
Hmm?
Ready?
Season 2.
They play new songs with old music.
I do enjoy like let's say when it starts playing, I'm like, oh, I know that song. It is this and that.
It's
and then when I go and I check to like fat check myself, I'm like,
it's such a fun game.
Yes.
Carlos says LeBron did leave the Heat, but he did leave us with a parting gift, Shabazz Napier. Ooh, I gotta tell you.
Hey, LeBron here. In all those other situations, the only person you could put in that same category, Jimmy, is Shaq,
mm-hmm.
right? As far as leaving and not even playing or being out of shape or whatever, right? Shaq, when he was on his way out, he wasn't balling either.
Taking shots at Chris Quinn.
Right. But whenever LeBron played basketball, he gave you basketball.
Of course, he did.
So from that standpoint,
it was the sneaking around I didn't appreciate. And I don't want to rehash these things, but the thing I didn't like was if you were with an organization, you came to an organization, you gave it your all, but for years an organization in Cleveland, right? Losers. Right. And the organization was bad. They were a bad organization. That owner stinks.
Absolutely.
Right?
You came into it and gave them credibility.
So you get a team here that surrounds you with finally what you need to win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's not forget that owner
trashed you.
Trashed him publicly. Okay?
The fans burned his jersey.
Burned his jersey. To sneak him down to Miami to have secret meetings about a reunion. And then not tell the Heat, and then make the Heat fly across the country and just basically ignore him. It's uncouth, dude. I didn't like it. He's right, but better ways to do it.
Better ways to do it. I got that.
But he deserves to be in the rafters.
I understand that. I understand.
He deserves to be in the rafters.
I understand why.
Jimmy, Pat Riley's going to be. I mean, I don't even know if Pat Riley can be alive for them to think about. He's not doing that.
Oh my!
I'm telling. Well, I don't mean to be grim about it, but
there's no way in hell.
I don't think Pat.
I can.
I don't think Pat Riley breathing on this earth.
I guarantee you, dollar to a donut, right? Pat Riley ain't doing it.
Pat Riley's not doing it. And quite frankly, I don't know if Mickey Arison's doing it.
I wouldn't do it.
So,
the only person south of 595 that would do it is you.
Hold on, dude. Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on.
Put up a poll.
What do you mean?
The only person that would put Jimmy Butler in the Raptors as of right now, as we're having this conversation, is you.
I don't think we need to talk about that right now because I'm telling you, I know how it is. I'm not the Lord of the Raptors. I would put everybody in the Raptors.
He's
going to run out of numbers.
We would have to have equations be on people's jerseys if I was in charge of the jerseys. Glenn Rice would be up there. Goron would be up there.
Oh, we know.
Ray Allen would be up there, quite frankly. I'm glad he's not.
2 minutes?
Well, biggest shot in NBA history. And nobody else.
This franchise.
Nobody else. He's a Hall of Famer, and nobody else is putting his rafter jersey in the rafters anywhere. Now,
he's got to go when Seattle gets a new franchise. Where did he start? He started in Milwaukee, didn't he?
And then he didn't have a great exit there.
Right.
And then Seattle doesn't exist. And then Boston, it was cold. Now, he seems like he's warmed up to Boston because, you know, Paul Pierce is a big phony.
You know, they're going to put him up in Hollywood. Jesus Shuttleworth.
Love that movie.
Does he still own a restaurant here?
Yes.
I don't know.
Is it still open?
Yes.
I don't know. I know that
it's on US 1.
I know him and the wife, who are big health nuts.
Yeah.
It's not a good restaurant.
No?
Nope.
You've been getting Leroy every single time.
I'm not even having
all the information.
She's minus one.
She's been brutal today.
What?
Hold on. Couldn't you just pretend? He hit the biggest shot in Heat history.
I can't pretend. I'm not a phony. Very honest person here.
Whoa.
She's honest fuck.
That came out of nowhere.
Oh, it's pretty close to. It's pretty close to our area.
What do they serve? What do they serve?
It's US. It's grown. Right?
Is it like a vegetarian restaurant? Like, what the hell
it's
is
like
it?
Super like farm to table seed, like, you know,
it's
whole
healthy,
food.
Fast
it's very
food.
Fast. Like yeah, there's one on US 1. It's a place. It's a restaurant.
Oh, it's a choice.
I'm sorry, Brittany hated your restaurant.
And the service was terrible.
Really? Yeah. I mean,
well, listen.
Cannot really.
Not everybody has the preparation of Ray Allen.
I mean,
he practiced that shot.
He probably practiced every shot. He's a 3-point shooter.
Like, he was looking around to see if we were going to say anything.
Yeah, he's just.
I saw you from the corner of my eye. I don't even have to look at you.
Into it.
What happened this morning?
Y'all starting with the Cali coffee.
Y'all started with Sophia.
No. We got to go back to that. You and D, go at it this morning.
No, not at all. No.
She avoided you this morning because she probably
knew. No.
He was on one today.
No.
I feel bad for everybody when he gets home.
Take a break. Final segment coming on up. We're back after this. Damn you, Hard Rock. Happy birthday, Leroy. I mean, I know it's really tomorrow, but. Marlins and
Happy
Twins.
Happy birthday to Sophia tomorrow.
Yep.
Correct. Yep. I really hope she gets
her Cali coffee.
She will get her Cali coffee, guys.
Really?
Without sass.
Are you letting her stay home from school tomorrow? Hang out with daddy?
I'm going to probably pick her up early, like once I'm done with the show.
So two Cali coffees.
Maybe. Maybe. She
deserves it after
what
you put her
through. She's hooked up with the presents. So, you know, you guys act like your dads have never pulled a joke on you before.
You know what? I don't think my dad does that. Like, he doesn't sit around and just.
Way too serious.
He doesn't seem like the joke.
He smiled at me and I had to look around.
My dad's too scared of me.
Oh. Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he pulled jokes when you were 14?
No, because I pull jokes on him.
Mm. Well, I don't. Let's see.
Me and my dad are just into the we're in cahoots together.
Yes, that's
and
how
we work upon that's everybody how me else. And,
that's how me and
see we're just hoots together. We just like have fun. We have laughing. We
just it didn't seem like she was laughing much.
Well, morning. She was not happy.
Well, no, think about this. Me and my daughter send each other funny stuff on Instagram and TikTok.
Same.
Yeah.
Thought you were not on Instagram. Sir.
She sends it to me, so I look at them.
Okay.
But I'm not on.
I just want you to know that we're close friends on Instagram.
Yeah. I just followed
what a queen.
You. I just started following you. Like
no, you followed me on Threads. You already followed me on Instagram.
Oh. Yeah, she followed me on TikTok.
Damn it, dude! Back to back hits.
Yeah, I just look and I'm like, still not friends on this, huh?
Wow. But
birthdays are dumb. That's you didn't do anything to be celebrated. That's yeah, so lived.
If there was anything, if there was
I
mean, anything,
dude. That, I made it. This would be 58 years.
Wow.
That is something to be celebrated, okay?
Something to be celebrated.
I am stunned by that.
What?
You told me the other day when you're like, yeah, I'm the same age as, who was it?
I don't remember.
Schefter.
Schefter.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, we went to school together. I was like, you guys are that close?
Yeah.
I was blown away by that. You look a lot better than him, though.
Well, I mean, I'd probably move a little bit more than him.
Maybe.
I have to, though. Because I'm tell you what. It's amazing. Any substantial sitting or resting, I get up, I can barely move.
Jeez, good
so
seats.
So I have to like keep moving.
Good seats available for Twins Marlins in Minnesota.
That's outdoors too.
It looks nice. It looks like a nice ballpark.
I haven't been there. I want to go. I think I'm going to go this year.
Here's Christopher Morel. Can't wait for him to ground out.
I think me and Fonz are going to go
to a Giants game?
No.
Oh.
To a Minnesota he's already sent me pictures from a Giants game. He's gone like two of them.
Oh, it's so cool. That's a great ballpark.
No, to a Vikings game in their new stadium.
What's he doing in Minnesota?
He's not. We fly there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they got that new place. Did they ever replace the Viking? Didn't he like have a beef with the team?
I don't know, but he used to come with
the motorcycle.
The snowmobile.
Oh, yeah.
On turf.
Yeah. That's cool.
That was cool. I got a ride on it once.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun. But, yeah.
We tried to take it from him one time. We had nothing to do in pregame. He wasn't having it.
JT said, man, Jimmy turned his back on us, literally left all his teammates hanging. Tobin wasn't upset by that? I was upset
no,
by it.
No, you weren't.
I was no, upset by no. it.
Because even after
what
all
did I
that.
Tell you? What did I tell you? What did I tell you? What did I tell you? Christopher Morel. What does he do? What does he do except ground out all the time? And always with runners on. Never alone.
He bats fourth or third?
He was hitting sixth.
Sixth?
Yeah.
Wait, three outs. Yeah, he was hitting sixth. Two on, three outs.
Ground
no,
out.
Fifth.
Whatever. Just like sitting. Are you kidding me? Look, I am upset that he left his teammates hanging.
You don't act like it, though.
I am upset.
While this was going on, you were saying the whole time, I would have paid him.
That's what I was going to say. If you would have paid him, it never would have happened.
Nope.
Damage is done now.
Nope. Yeah, but you still. Like, now you want to put him, you want to reward him for that?
I don't want to reward him now. We need to stay, he needs some time. It needs time.
No. Mm-mm.
Way down the road.
Because I promise you, right? He's going to say something else about that situation.
Maybe.
That are going to piss everybody off even more.
That's possible. Also, you probably need somebody in between him and Bam. So you need it like to be LeBron.
Because
Bam's not going to want his number next to his number.
That's the worst part about this, right? Bam is genuinely a good dude that has towed the company line from day one and has never gone out. And Jimmy didn't even care about that. Like, there's certain situations that as mad as I was with the organization or the franchise, what I was going through with my teammates took precedence.
You know what? Only Bam gets to decide if he gets to go into the rafters.
Then the answer's no.
We don't know that yet.
Yes, sir.
Very forgiving man.
No, the answer's no.
Yeah. You know what? More. We're going to have Bam sit.
Should we ask him next year?
I'll ask him.
Yeah,
I'll
ask Bam. Him next year.
Should I ask him?
Quick way to never have Bam on the show again.
Oh, that's not true. That's not true. But if I asked him.
Well, no, because if he wanted to have him on the show, so this all he had to do is say, hey, Leroy's waiting for you.
Yeah, here's what we do. All right. I don't mean to seem like we're going to trick him, but here's what we do. We say, hey, Bam. Let's play a game in the rafters or not, because you're going to be in the rafters. You know, Alonzo.
Can't do that.
And then we do.
Can't do that.
And then we do Goran Dragic. And he goes, oh, rafters. Okay, cool. Glenn Rice, rafters. You're like, Jimmy Butler?
No rafters.
He goes, no rafters.
You want to know what face he's going to give you immediately upon you saying
that? No, he's going to say, I knew you were going to do this crap. Right?
He probably would.
He's going to do this to you.
He probably. You know what?
And then. Maybe you'll get this afterwards.
No, you're not going to get that.
I knew you were coming over here with some nonsense.
Why you pick up Bam? Right? Bam, like, why?
Leave the man alone.
He always looks at us like, why y'all always messing with me?
I don't know.
I know.
It's fun.
You say it's out of love.
Leadoff walk for Braxton Garrett to start this game. As Marlins scoreless in the bottom of the first. That game is playing on AM, but you still have your regular programming here, so Hockman, Crowder, and Solana will be coming up after us.
They too will be watching the baseball game.
They will be watching the game. Hopefully Hawk got his bets in. I was irresponsible. Can I go now?
I believe he is here.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right. Can I go bet? Now can I bet Liam Hicks home run? Let's see.
Do you want me to answer that?
If I can?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm saying
I don't actually. I'm, you know, I... do I want her to answer that question?
Let's see.
Fine. Do you think he's going to hit a home run?
No.
Boom. All right. So it is said. Thank you, Brittany.
So it is written. So it is done.
I mean, we're doing well. Like we got it right last time. Even though you still bet on the RBIs and he didn't get those.
I know. Well, I thought that these guys could hit somebody.
But you didn't ask me that, so...
Well, I'm not going to ask you specifically, like, every one of my bets. I need a jumping off point. All right, I'm going to bet. Wait, accept changes? What the hell does that mean?
Jason's even par.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Good for him, man.
I hope he makes it to the weekend. He needs the rounds.
There we go. What? You know what?
He's upset.
I can't deal with the stupid app.
It's the logging in again, isn't it?
No, it's just like I've done this three times now where I've tried to place bet and it goes, suspended. I'm like, why do you put it on there?
Well, because the game already started.
But you can live bet. You can bet after he's not up. He's not up right now. Why can't I bet him?
Oh, man. Things are not going well. Him not going well.
Yeah, that's not a great start for Braxton Garrett here. Well, it's a good thing I didn't bet on him.
Zero outs. And.
Finally. All right, good. Finally got him for a home run. Took like 9 tries. Let's get it going, Hard Rock.
Even more so, he hit home run.
Turned me into a Kelce guy all of a sudden.
Ooh, goodness. He just teed him up.
Yeah, he hit that hard.
How is that not a home run?
Listen. I feel like it's an easy park to hit a home run. I mean, there was 3 last night.
One guy hit 2 home runs and 2 pitches.
It's got a high wall and right? Like No?
No, it looks short. I mean, it doesn't have a high wall.
That's not terrible. That's not super high. It's windy,
like
though.
Marlins Park.
To the left, though. Yeah. It's very low, very
right.
easy. Yeah.
Well, let's go, Braxton Garrett. This ain't Jacksonville, dude. All right? It's time to get it going. Back in the big leagues. The windup and the pitch. Braxton Garrett deals it in low. Joe Mack keeps it in front of him.
He doesn't look that big.
Actually, that's Liam Hicks behind the plate. Who doesn't? Braxton Garrett?
Yeah.
I don't think he is that big. I hate the oven mitt, dude. I think you look ridiculous running with that thing. First of all, it doesn't even fit. Look at that thing.
That's a rather large.
That doesn't even fit. Leroy,
it looks like he has
you
it on
shouldn't
the wrong,
be allowed to
it
score
looks like
with
he
that.
He has it on the wrong hand.
Yeah, it doesn't even fit.
You know why they do that, right?
Yeah, so you can score. So it's the same thing that happened with Buxton on the first game of the series.
Extra reach.
It needs to be a certain size.
Agreed. Okay? That's a really large one.
You know what you should do?
It looks like a lobster.
How about don't hurt your hand sliding into the base? Grab batting gloves like you used to. All right, like Charlie Hustle. Ricky Henderson. Did he have a stupid oven mitt? No. I don't know if he ever hurt his shoulder, though. I can't really recall.
Grabbed his gloves.
But it doesn't even help the shoulder. You could still jam up your arm.
Yeah, you could still
protecting
jam up your arm.
You're just protecting your hands.
Did Juan Pierre ever hurt his fingers? Not to my recollection.
He always slid in. He never dove.
He's too fast. Didn't need to. He's too fast. But But what he did have was his head was so small that he had to wear a hat under his helmet. That was pretty crazy.
I did that.
In football?
No.
In baseball? Yeah, but those
were...
I
wore a bandana under my helmet, so I wouldn't sweat.
Yeah, but like his... In the big leagues, you could get whatever size you want. His was so... Still, his head was so small, he had to wear the hat under it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, man.
He's throwing eight strikes. He's bad.
Braxton Garrett. Eesh.
Oof. Stinking it up.
This is who I picked.
Hey, you're pitching.
Patrick Reed.
You're pitching like Ray Allen's restaurant over here, Braxton Garrett.
You know why I like Patrick Reed? He's been on fire on the DP World Tour.
Yep.
And nobody likes him.
I like this radio segment. It's called Us Watch TV and Gambling.
It's exactly what we've been doing. None of us are paying attention.
To the time either.
Yeah.
No, we're going over.
Yeah, show's over, everybody. Listen, we got to go. Everybody have a great rest of your day. Happy birthday to my mom. Happy birthday, Eve, to Leroy and Sophia.
Well, happy birthday.
And everybody have a great rest of your day.
Thank you for my cake. That's like...
Great surprise by Jennifer.
Yeah.
The girls.
We'll talk
to you rascals tomorrow. I mean, Bam Adebayo blew him like he... excuse me.
Who's the grumpy old troll?
You.
No!
When's your birthday?
When's your birthday?
I want to yuck your yum right now.
I'll see y'all when I see y'all.